The rest of you may be seated. And first of all, thank you for coming up to help me. Again, I'm Pastor Margreta. And just a reminder of how to say my name, Margreta. Margreta. And if you need some help, think of Margreta the Great, right? Isn't that what we talked about, David? Margreta the Great. Yeah, all right. And so maybe you could help me by sharing your names. Okay.
I'm Noheya.
Noheya.
Thomas.
Thomas.
Emily.
Emily. Okay, well, thank you for coming up. And let me tell you a secret. These messages, they're really for all of them out there. You know that. You've always known that, right? Okay. So today, I'm going to begin by asking you a question. Have you ever walked in the dark? What was it like? You don't like walking in the dark. Nobody likes walking in the dark. What? Why not? What's the problem with walking in the dark?
I don't like the dark.
It's kind of scary, right? Right. Have you ever gotten up in the middle of the night? Let's say you had to go to the bathroom or something and the lights were out. How was that? Did you stub your toe on anything? Yeah. Have you ever? Yes. Yes. See, they can relate to this. Yeah. Or stepped on something sharp. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not been very fun. You know, my husband got out the other day and he was putting on his slipper. It was kind of dark. What did he step on? A snail. You know how those big old snails keep coming? Yeah. They like his shoes. Okay. So, but yeah, it can be scary and it can be dangerous to walk around the dark, can't it? All right. So let's try something. All right. We are all going to in the dark here. Okay, come on, help me out, Noheya. Okay. All right, thank you. All right, okay, let's get in the dark, let's get in the dark. Oh, all right. Okay, so.
Is this scary?
So right. Scary, definitely so, not right there.
Okay, not those. Okay, so, well, I was going to read a Bible verse to you, but I can't, it's dark, right? But I do have something that could help us, right?
Your phone.
Yes. Well, the phone can do lots of things, like
flashlight.
Yeah, there we go. Now can we see?
Yeah.
All right. So, and the verse I was going to read to you is Jesus said to his people, he said, "You are the light of the world." Uh-huh. Right. I can see you.
I've heard this song before.
You've heard this song before. I promise you, we won't have to sing that song again. All right. But he says, "Let your light so shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." But, right, so we can take this off now.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. You like that? Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay.
The light.
Okay, well, what do you think Jesus meant by he said that you are the light of the world? Think. Or maybe I should ask them, huh? Yeah, you want me to ask them? Okay, well, I'll give you a hint. You remember this? Have you ever seen this before? It's a candle, right? What's on the candle? That's right, Emily. That's a dove. Yeah, it's kind of like, and what do candles do?
Bring light.
They bring light, exactly.
You burn them.
Well, this is a kind of a special candle because whenever we baptize people in this congregation, we give them this candle. That's part of the baptismal service. And when they get this candle, they're given this candle, and then they're told, "Let your light so shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to God in heaven." So what that say? And usually we light that candle from that big candle back there by the baptismal font. It's called a Paschal candle. And it symbolizes, hi, Sam, I'm glad you're here, that each of us carries the light of Jesus inside of us. And that we are called to shine that light out to others. So what do you think that might mean to shine the light? Any thoughts? What do you guys think? What might it mean to shine the light of Jesus?
Helping others.
Helping others, yeah.
Comfort.
Mm-hmm. Maybe being peaceful.
Loving.
And loving in the means of chaos. Sure, yeah. So it's all very, very, in some ways it's simple, but in some ways it's very hard. But I think what I want you to take away, I want all of us to take away, is that inside each of you is light, the light of Jesus. And we are called to let that shine out. Okay, all right. Well, thank you so much for coming up and helping me, and most of all, for helping them. Okay, thank you. Okay, all right, thank you. And we will see you soon.